Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
you two gonna have a baby. Breaking news, everyone.
I don't personally sleep in air conditioning. I don't like it. It gives wrinkles, I believe.
She says that until she goes through menopause.
Yo, slow down, dog.
When a man wears gray sweats, he's letting his inner core out a little bit.
We want even our taste to be the same.
We want our taste to be the same.
Would you date a woman that was this attached to her twin?
No, unless dated both of them.
Slide into bed with us, starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Hunter is finally in a committed relationship. Breaking news.
Thank you so much.
With a woman named Lucy.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's cute. She's mixed. She's black and white.
Yeah.
What?
And she sits wherever I tell her to sit. She lays down whenever I tell her to lay down, and she eats when I ask her to eat.
It is a dog.
Okay, I was going to say.
But she is so cute, little mama.
That is the cutest woman you've ever been with.
Honestly is.
Can we talk about how your dog is in love with me, though? She loves me.
Nina is apparently the dog whisperer. Lucy really loves Nina.
I think both paws right here, girl. She loves
you know, her. You know what they say, the dogs are like their owner, so it makes sense.
Oh, my God. Anyway, boy, bye. Anyway, listen up. Let's talk about being single, shall we? Because if you want to have a date with Kim Kardashian, you're going to have to compete with billionaires, royalty, A-list stars. There's a lot of men sliding in these DMs. So Page Six says that the kind of men who are reaching out to Kim are really exclusive types, and they are all trying to win her over. How do you plan a first date with someone like Kim? So Hunter, she says yes to you.
To the DM that I've already sent.
I'll go on a date. Now the pressure's on. What do you do?
I call Pacific Theaters Winnetka, and I say,
Winnetka?
Well, that was cool.
Wait a minute.
So dumb.
I call the Burbank Pickwick Bowling Alley.
Oh my God.
And I say, do you guys have a lane available for tonight?
Oh, okay.
No, I think if it was with Kim, you obviously run into major issues.
Yeah.
It being so public, you would get mobbed wherever you go. She probably doesn't want it to be fully publicized, right? This first date. I don't think I even have a chance. I don't have enough money.
Just imagining.
I don't have enough money to create the environment that she would feel comfortable in.
You could cook for her in your house. I feel like she would like something like that. I don't think you need to pull out all of the stops.
No, so I bring her back to the apartment. I say, this is my roommate,
Scott.
Ooh,
you stop at apartment.
I say, this
stop.
Is...
Now that's stop. Now she Hollywood.
This
but...
is Scott.
I don't think Kim would date a guy that had roommates. Do you?
She'll date him, but secretly. You might be a booty call.
Okay.
I think Kim might, you know.
Yeah.
So okay with that.
Also, listen, we've given Kim a lot of advice, but speaking of more relationship advice, Cardi B sent a clear message to Offset and maybe any other man trying to get a shout out on her Instagram. This was real interesting. She tweeted, if ain't no ring on my finger, you ain't going on my gram. It was interesting to tweet this. She's married, so.
Oh.
Why do you think this was something she felt the need to say?
Ooh, maybe, what? Maybe she was saying it to her for her friends.
Yeah.
Maybe she's saying, you know, this is how we should roll. Maybe that's what she's saying. No?
I kind of agree. I think we've all experienced it where like a friend reaches out and says, hey, I'm releasing this new project. I've got this song. You're like, you want me to do about
it? Kim's smiling. I know somebody to ask you to post some stuff.
Girl,
can you post this? Can you post this YouTube show?
Oh, post this, post that. And, you know, and they could be married. They could be whatever. But, you know, I think she's doing it maybe for other women. I don't see, you know, her doing that for herself.
Right. I mean, this is not an indicator that something's going on with her and Offset, right? This is just a general rule, it sounds like.
I think a general rule is there's always something going on with Cardi B and Offset.
Getting married in your 20s, I'm not a fan of it. I don't think you should get married till you're at least in your 30s.
I believe that. I believe that.
I don't think you should get married till you're in your 40s.
But I think you should get married at a certain time if you want to have children.
Right.
And just enjoy life, you know, because you can have children and be like me and have them, you know, as you're older. Now you have a young kid. And if you have them when you're younger, you know,
how's
my mother told
level me. Having a kid later in life?
It's bad. Like, why is he running and playing? Don't you want to sit with mommy and watch television? You want to do what?
He got you tired, Kim.
Oh, he wants you to get on the floor and play Legos. You want me to get down there and get back up? Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
You are one breakfast away from maybe having a kid.
Wait, get your ass out of here anyway. Please, you really have to stop. Okay.
What? I love it. You two gonna have a baby. Breaking news, everyone. Hunter and Nina are gonna have a baby.
Yes. This is the big announcement, everybody.
Yes,
Nina and I, it's not happened yet, but we're working on it. We are working on it.
You working on it by yourself?
No. I'm doing a lot of working on it by myself.
Moving on, Naomi Campbell lives by her own rules. And rule number one is don't turn on the air conditioning in her damn house. She just gave Architectural Digest a tour of her Kingan villa and shared her beauty secret.
Hi, it's Naomi Campbell. And welcome to my home. This is the coldest pool in the house. It's because it can get very hot here. What I love about being here is that you're really living outside. You know, even if you're covered, it's still open. This used to be one of my rooms. Do you want to see? I just love this room. It's just chilled. We have air conditioning. I don't personally sleep in air conditioning. I don't like it. It gives wrinkles, I believe. So we have these nets. And I love this old-fashioned net. I love it.
First of all, what? I don't care what she's talking about. This villa is amazing. I want to go.
Looked incredible.
That's an incredible villa.
First of all, you can't even put air conditioning. Where, is that in Kenya?
Yeah.
It's all open. Where's the air gonna stay? Everything is open.
It's
made of wood or toothpicks or something.
But if you're gonna trust anybody on anti-wrinkle ideas, she's the person to trust.
She's 50.
Oh, she's 50?
Yeah. She's look at that skin. Every black person has, you know, we don't age. Everybody has their own, like, theory on what they do. When really, I feel like it's genetics.
But I'm trying to understand, right. No, if you have the air conditioner, the cold, but I guess she thinks because you keep, if you're hot, the moisture stays
in
your skin.
What's your secret, Kim? You look amazing. What's your secret?
Young dudes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. Let's move on. Since we're talking about bodies, let's talk about Drake. Now, we know he has always been kind of fit, but he has went from like kinda to really fit. He reposted a video of himself in the gym with some friends. I wasn't expecting all this body, yaddy, yaddy.
Yo, slow down, dog. Chubbs, slow down, babies. Babel.
Was that Drake standing up? Was that
him?
That
was Drake.
Hold up, let me text him.
Girl, wait a minute.
I didn't know Drake looked like that. Hold up.
Them gray sweats?
Did you see them gray sweats? I didn't even see his chest. Ooh, that ain't good for...
See, this is the thing. This is... Men wear gray sweats in public...
On purpose.
That's a move. You're making a move.
Yeah.
That's like with women in sundresses. When we wear a sundress out and that thing is thanging.
Did you say a sundress?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that men like?
The sundress.
I love a sundress.
When a man wears gray sweats like that, he's letting his inner whore out a little bit. So yes. Drake was trying to get it with this.
Look
with
at
this
Drake.
Little thing.
Yeah, he looks good.
Are you impressed you work out? Are you impressed with his chest?
He's just a thick dude, but he's not great posture.
Oh. Hunter,
goodbye.
He's big. He's definitely...
Drake is a little thicky thick. I like it. I like a thick man.
I think it looks really good on him.
Drake looks like he can pick me up.
I like a little bit of thickness on a man. I don't, that's why I don't mind dad bobs.
Look at
dad
that.
Bods.
Oh, my goodness.
But Drake is thick.
That looks more like my body.
This don't make no sense.
All right, now we're getting out of hand. All right, well, either way, we all can conclude that Drake looks good and he has great posture. All right, we got to take a break. But up next, sisters take their friendship to a frightening extreme. Plus, VH1's Couple Retreat proves that fivesomes are the new threesomes.
I've been saying it.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
So some shows really have no shame in how insane they are willing to go, and we love every minute of it because just got real. So the wait is almost over for TLC's new shows, Extreme Sisters. It premieres this Sunday. And in this clip, identical twins Anna and Lucy are obsessed with everything together, even going to the dentist.
It's not repairable. It has to come out.
If Anna takes out the tooth, I might have to take out my tooth here, the same, yeah. The molar.
No. No. See, that is a very important teeth. Lucy can't go and take the same teeth what you have taken out.
Why?
Why do you want to pull a nice, healthy teeth for no reason?
We want our teeth to be the same.
It's not ethically and morally right to extract a healthy teeth, so definitely we're not doing that at all.
She's not going to take out the tooth.
Not if she's not.
Gets an infection, it's going to be trouble.
Because what am I going to do if I have to take it out and you don't?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they're out their damn minds.
That is hilarious.
They speak at the same time.
Their accents make it funny.
It does.
Because it's like, you can't imagine an accent that's funnier saying, Nari, I want to pull out my teeth, too.
Would you date a woman that was this attached to her twin?
No, unless I dated both of them.
Okay.
And then I'd settle for anything, really.
Teeth are actually, my best friend works in dentistry, and it's a really serious thing. Like, if you have a tooth infection, you really could die. So you got to get a tooth removed. You can't keep it in because you want to look like your sister.
Imagine what her breath is going to smell like.
Right.
Get that.
You want to keep a rotten tooth in, nobody's going to want to be around you.
Oh, yeah. She's
nasty.
No one likes
a giant
tooth.
Garbage can.
All right. If you have been sleeping on VH1's Couple Retreat, you are missing out. It features reality couples trying to work through their issues, like comedian Michael Blackson and his girlfriend Rada. Apparently, they aren't seeing eye to eye.
You keep changing the rules on me, that's why. You told me that when we do bring somebody to hang out, I get to pick two.
It's a little more complicated than that. Fun fact, we're into threesomes and foursomes and fivesomes.
Yeah, but you always trying to pick chicks with no ass, no body.
No, I was trying to pick chicks that are classy and cute.
Man, classy? We're trying to marry this bitch.
No, but I gotta spend time with her.
I just know that the contract is we do threesomes once in a while, and maybe if I'm on the road or if I'm home and she's not around, I could get a chick to come over, but she has to kind of like know who it is.
That's part of honesty, and your definition of once in a while is kind of off.
If you're having a threesome, it's not a relationship. Why does she need a classy woman? And it sounds like he wants the furthest thing from classy for his threesomes.
She wants someone she's attracted to, and I don't think she's attracted to probably the same type of women that he's attracted to for a threesome. Just like he's not attracted to girls with little butts, apparently.
Right.
Or, oh, my God. I'm telling you, Michael Blackson cracks me up. I did not know he was on this show. I was trying to text him. I was like, oh, my God, hysterical. I was like, can I come over? No.
Well, you sound, it sounds like you're right up his alley, Kim. Yeah, you like him curvy?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Would you my join their not, relationship?
You know what? I'll hold the camera. So when I watched the whole clip, he said something about you breaking the contract. Mm. Because when we met, we talked about
they had an agreement. Like. You do whatever is normal for you, because normal to me is very relative. Right. So it just, but you just have to be on the same page.
Most relationships don't work out. But if you go ahead
excuse
and you just...
Excuse you. Don't come for us like that.
How many boyfriends you have right now?
Oh, f*** you. All right, we are also catching up on the latest episode of Naked and Afraid. This is the kind of macho Hunter would definitely be into, but he may change his mind after seeing this.
I have a butt dick, and just because it's somewhere we can't really get to, the medical team is gonna get it out just to make sure it doesn't lead to infection or anything else.
This. Definitely got stung by something.
So I just got stung by a scorpion on my middle finger.
Now you understand.
Just burns in waves.
I said, I'm never gonna go there.
It is awful.
After examining Elizabeth, the medic checks on Andrew's tick bites. The medic must drain the wound immediately.
It was horrible.
And Andrew will not receive any anesthetic.
They pulled out a bunch of ticks in his butt.
Traumatized. I'm envious of the scorpion bite at this point. She took that like a G.
That is one of the craziest would you rathers ever. Would you rather have a scorpion bite your middle finger or a tick inside
the
your ass?
I'll take the scorpion.
The scorpion.
It wasn't one tick. It was a bunch of ticks.
You guys, I don't know what the prize is for this.
No.
I don't think it's worth it.
I watched it. They had to get off the show. They had to go bye-bye. It was a wrap. They were very upset. They were like, no, I want the scorpion. I want the
dick. Well, this is like what you sign up for with your dumb ass. You're going butt-ass naked, laying in the dirt and the grime under sticks and weeds with your stupid ass. That's what you get.
It was bad.
It's ridiculous.
First of all, I love that Kim has watched every one of these shows. Like, I think you're the only person who's ever come on this show prepared, including myself, Morgan, when it comes to reality TV. You're amazing.
It's absolutely a ridiculous premise.
It's a ridiculous premise. I would have done it. I think I've watched Naked and Afraid. I think the show is really, really entertaining. Seeing ticks go into someone's
why don't they gather some leaves and make something? They don't say you can't do that.
Did you see where they were, though? A lot of those leaves look dry and sharp as hell.
And I wouldn't know what to pull. I'll probably pull something that ends up giving me poison ivy. Like, you think it's a nice little flat area. You wake up with ticks and a rash.
They could have made a whole grass skirt.
Well, she has a little grass little area she's sitting on.
Now, you could have tied that up right there and made a skirt.
Yeah. What do you think happens? You think the ticks go, not this one. She's got a skirt on. You know? I think the ticks are still going for that booty.
All right, you guys, we gotta take a break. But coming up, what would you do if your date showed up with 15 other dates? Plus, a husband has the worst excuse ever for cheating. That's next. Facebook to TikTok. There's a lot of messages going on out there. So we gotta clean it up. It is time for Dose of Soap. All right, first up, online dating can definitely be tricky, but one woman just made it even worse because she invited everyone she matched with on one date. Check this out.
This was the date that turned up before me.
Yeah.
What's happening? So that's the second person on the date. This is person number three. This is the person who set up the date. So this is my date. And then date number four is over there. And there's six more. So yeah, wish me luck.
My like everyone that I matched with on Hinge. So here you are. Whoa.
Hello.
I hope you get along.
Okay, so is this genius or was this a bad idea?
I think it's a hot woman capitalizing on her being hot. And I think being a little selfish, genuinely.
Wow, there's a woman that's fine enough where you would stay.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, if she did this is how she should have her first date. She should go on Hinge, find the 10 best looking dudes, because obviously she could, set them all up on a date, and then drop weapons into whatever restaurant they're in and let them fight for her love.
Look at her. She didn't even dress up.
She's cute.
She's a cute girl, but it's just, you know.
She could have done her hair.
This is a bad bitch move. You do this, you got to be a bad bitch.
And that wasn't bad. She was a 7'8".
Oh, my gosh. All right. Kim keeps rating her. Kim, you ain't got to give her a number.
I don't got to give her a number.
No,
when you pull a move like like that, you get a number.
All right, next. Ridiculous. We know that many men are liars, but this woman's husband may be the worst. He was caught cheating and somehow thought that this was a good excuse.
So I saw photos of my husband on Facebook, and he's at a nightclub with a bunch of girls, and he's not wearing his wedding ring. So I asked him about it. He tells me that they photoshopped his ring off.
Oh.
They photoshopped his ring off? Oh, sure they did. We're divorced.
Let me tell you something. A woman laughs like that, she's either gonna divorce you or kill you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That laugh is something that, like, Joaquin Phoenix would study before a role. That was crazy.
It was genuinely, I'm about to lose it.
She was mad. She was like, come up with something else.
Have you ever laughed like that when you're about to lose your shit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Usually a man is involved?
Oh, absolutely. When I threw the brick through the window.
Yep, there it goes.
Yeah,
there it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't he have thought of a better excuse? That's pretty bad.
You know what that laugh felt like? If it felt like if it had continued just a little bit longer, it would have turned into full-on sobbing. Yeah. You know, she's like...
Or throwing things. I typically, when I get really mad, like really upset, I'll cry. Like, oh, and yeah. If that comes, you gotta get away from me. Because
no.
If I cry when I'm mad, it's just like one little single tear, like Denzel in Glory.
Ooh.
And then
ooh, I'm
it's
afraid.
Curtains.
I know what would help you, though, is if I kissed you on your cheek right where the
okay.
cheek was.
You know what? Okay.
Right?
Get your whole hand ripped off.
I'd do one on both sides, all
gosh.
The tears.
Okay, finally, what if you accidentally sent your news to someone who was doing some work on your home? It happened to this woman who sent this text to three contractors claiming she forgot the mirror was there.
As someone who's renovating a house, I would totally imagine this happening because you're so focused on like the detail of the
yes.
thing you're sending.
Ooh. And she just got out of bed. She was asleep. And they wanted the pictures, and she woke up,
no.
and she was like, let me see.
I don't believe this for a second.
Really?
I don't believe it for a second. I think she knew what she was doing. Like, if you send a thirst traps, own it.
You never accidentally sent a nude to somebody?
Never.
You ever sent a nude?
Hunter, no.
But you could accidentally. I've done that. I've done pictures and sent them out and been like, I'll be
You have? You've accidentally sent nudes?
No, just accidentally sent some stuff. Like, you know, I'm sending a picture of me. I'm all cute.
Sexy.
To a guy, right? But there's another guy in the background.
Oh, damn it, him!
I was like, oh, he's in
See?
The bed.
You tell right, on there, yourself.
He, right, then he texted me like, who's that? Oh, my brother in the bed with no shirt on? Yeah.
You know, you got a real agenda
you gotta be
over
careful.
There. You got somebody in the bed and you texting somebody else?
Hey, when you, hey. Exactly.
That's how you keep the young men around. Have you ever accidentally sent a nude?
No, but you know, my dad accidentally sent me a nude once.
Oh, my God.
We were texting,
yep.
and then he sends it, and then immediately, and I didn't see it, and I just see, like, six text messages pop up being like, buddy, don't look at what I just sent you. Delete it. Don't do anything. And I texted him back. I go, I'm sending this to the family group chat, man. You're
Oh,
you're never,
my God.
Ever, you're never going to yell at me ever again.
That's horrible. We are done.
I was an adult. This happened like
yes.
3 years ago.
Oh, my God. How
and
embarrassing.
So he was so mortified, but also
yes.
it's one of the funniest things that we
funniest
can bring
thing,
up.
Yes.
Okay, unfortunately, we are out of time,
no.
but we will be back tomorrow night with Big Ed from 90 Day, the Single Life, Kim's favorite. We finally found a woman to sleep with him, so we got a lot of questions, so y'all set your DVRs. Bye.
Bye. Wow.